感谢主给我机会和弟兄姊妹在他的爱中相聚。
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to gather together with brothers and sisters in His love.
波特兰的弟兄姊妹问候大家好。
The saints in Portland give their greetings.
今天早晨我们读几处的经文。
This morning, let's read several passages together.
首先，请我们一起翻到雅各书。
The Epistles of James.
我们把第一章整章读一次。
Let's read the whole chapter together, please.
我来读，请弟兄姊妹们留心的看。
I'll read it to you all.
雅各书第一章第一节，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善祝十二个支派之人的安。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
Verse 9. Let the brother of humble circumstances glory in his high position.And let the rich man glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with a scorching wind, and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of his appearance is destroyed. So too the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
Verses 12 to 18. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, but once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadows. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among his creatures.
19节。
Verse 19.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。因为人的怒气并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Verse 19 to 25. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of a person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man should be blessed in what he does.
26节，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
If anyone thinks himself to be religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, who visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
我们再翻到哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians, please.
第五章第十六节。
5:16.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
这里的外貌原文是肉身或者肉体。
According to the flesh could also be translated as the outward appearance.
最后我们看哥罗西书第三章第四节头一句话。
Colossians 3.
第四节
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命。
When Christ, who is our life.
刚才我们开始聚会的时候，我拿到今天的程序单。
Before we started to have our gathering at 11, I got the pamphlet for today.
我看见了，我们英语组礼拜五晚上读经呢，在读这个雅各书。
I see that the English group is reading the book of James on
Friday night. 今天早晨呢，就给我一点负担和弟兄姊妹分享雅各书，我只是起个头而已。
This morning, I just want to give a little start in sharing about the book of James.
我把雅各书起一个题目叫做得生命的冠冕。
And I give a little theme to this chapter of James, and that is receiving the crown of life.
就是雅各在第雅各在第一章第十二节里面讲的。
James 1:12 says,
他说人若忍受试探，就必得生命的冠冕。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
他说忍受试探是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。
It is blessed for a man to persevere in trial, because after it, he will have the crown of life.
我们感谢主，今天早晨有20位弟兄姊妹受浸。
We thank the Lord that this morning we have 20 brothers and sisters who were baptized.
我们相信主耶稣，我们得着他做我们的生命。
We believe in Jesus Christ and we receive him as our life.
这只不过是一个生命的开始而已。
This is just the beginning of life.
在圣经上面我们看见了神盼望每一个蒙恩得救的人都要得冠冕。
We see that from the scripture that God wishes that all of us who are saved can receive this crown.
在新约圣经里面呢，神借着四位不同的弟兄啊，告诉我们三种不同的冠冕。
In the New Testament, God uses four different brothers to share with us three different crowns.
这都是神为着每一个属他的儿女蒙恩得救的人预备的，要我们得着的。
And these three crowns are things that he has already prepared for us.
这个冠冕呢，在使徒彼得讲到呢，是一个不衰残的冠冕。
The Apostle Peter says this is the unfading glory, the crown of glory.
因为在第一世纪呢，新约圣经成型的那个时代。
Because in the first century,
我们知道那个时候呢，罗马人他们统治了欧亚非很大一片的地方。
The Romans already have conquered a great part of Europe and Asia.
所以当时呢，基督徒他们用的言语呢，他们用的是普通话，就是呢，当时的希腊话。
And the common language that the Christians used at that time was Greeks.
他们呢，因为罗马人呢，觉得希腊人的文化比较高尚，所以他们通常呢，普通话就是希腊文化里面的语言。
Because the Romans felt that the language of the Greeks are of a higher rank, and so therefore they used the language of Greece as their language.
那个时候在希腊的社会里面呢，他们有很多的比赛。
At that time, in the Grecian societies, there were a lot of competitions.
有各种的运动的比赛，各种的 sports games.
And different sports games.
也有各种的文艺的比赛。
As well as cultural games.
比如说呢，有这个奥林匹亚就是一种 sports game.
Olympic games is one of them.
在哥林多那边有一个地峡的运动会，叫做这个 Esmian game.
And there's another type in the Corinthian, which they call it the Asmian game.
我们还看见了，他们有的时候这些是运动会。
These are sports games.
那么另外呢，还有一些呢是文艺的，比如说他们有诗的朗诵比赛。
And they also have verbal poetry, so they have these different types of cultural games.
那么谁朗诵的最好，或者他的诗最感动人呢，就得一个冠冕。
And at that time, who has the best poem that can move people the most, they will have a wreath or a crown.
这冠冕呢，不是金的冠冕，不是有宝石的。
And these crowns do not have golden or precious gems on them.
它不过就是用桂啊，月桂树啊，它的枝子编起来的。
And it is put together by a laurel tree called wreaths.
那若是人能够得着这个冠冕的话，就表示他在这个点上面，他达到了一定的水准。
And so the person who has obtained this wreath tells us that he has already achieved a certain standard.
那么有了这个冠冕呢，他以后再做这件事呢，就有一个品质的保证。
And so therefore when he has this wreath and whatever he does later on, he will have the proof of that quality.
当时在希腊文化的社会里面呢，人都以有一个冠冕为荣的。
And at that time in a Grecian society, if you have that wreath, you can really glory in it.
所以写这个新约的使徒们呢，他们就用这个来告诉我们，神盼望每一个他的儿女们都能够得着冠冕。
So therefore, the apostles that wrote these books in the New Testament, telling us Christians who have been born again that all of us are to receive this kind of a wreath.
第一个冠冕呢，我们知道是使徒保罗在提摩太后书第四章第八节里面讲到的。
The first crown that was mentioned by Paul in 1 Timothy 4:8.
他说我当跑的路跑尽了美好的仗打过了所信的道守住了从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
that I have fought the fight and fought the battle, so I have a crown of life waiting for me.
第一个冠冕呢，神要儿女他的儿女们得着的是公义的冠冕。
The first crown that God wants us to have is the crown of righteousness.
第二个冠冕我们看见呢，就是在雅各书里面，雅各讲到神盼望我们得着生命的冠冕。
And the second crown is mentioned here in James that we are to receive the crown of life.
同样的，在启示录第三章第十节那里呢，主耶稣对士美拿教会得胜者的应许，说你们要得生命的冠冕。
And in Revelations 3, God Jesus is telling the church of Smyrna that you will have the crown of life.
那么第三个冠冕呢，是在彼得前书第五章第四节，使徒彼得讲到那个永不衰残荣耀的冠冕。
And the third crown is in First Peter 5:4 that we are to get the unfading crown of glory.
这三个冠冕呢，说出主耶稣的生命在基督徒的身上的长大成熟，并且他的表现。
And these crowns tells us of the maturity of the life of Christ in a Christian.
我个人认为呢，第一个我们要追求的应该是生命的冠冕。
And I find personally that the first crown we want to pursue after is this crown of life.
因为这个是我们的根基。
Because this is our foundation.
也是将来我们所要彰显的荣耀。
And the glory that we will manifest in the future.
我们要得着的荣耀。
The glory that we will receive.
那么第二个冠冕呢，乃是保罗讲到那一个公义的冠冕，就是对的冠冕。
And the other one that Paul mentioned was the crown of righteousness.
因为这个呢，是关乎神在我们每一个蒙恩得救神儿女们身上的计划和目的的。
Because this concerns the very goal and purpose of his life in us.
因着他给我们的恩典，所以在我们每一个属他的儿女们身上，他有一个期望。
Because of the grace that he has imparted in his children, he has an expectation to us.
在这个期望的里面呢，也就是神给我们的托付。
And in this expectation, he has an entrustment.
我们每一个人都有一条路该跑。
All of us do have a way that we need to run.
我们每一个人都有一个仗该打。
We all have a fight that we ought to fight.
我们每一个人都受托付，有真道要持守。
And we all have this truth that we are to hold fast on.
这是父神在基督里对他儿女们的期望。
This is the expectation that God has in His Son Jesus Christ.
那么第三个冠冕呢，是关乎今年我们在肉身中与基督一同受苦。
And the third crown concerns how that we can suffer together with Christ on earth.
这是彼得讲到，在地上呢，我们是为基督的苦难做见证的。
And that's why Peter mentions that on earth we are to testify of the suffering of Christ.
那么将来我们要得着荣耀的冠冕。
And later we will have this crown of glory.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到，雅各书里面讲这得生命的冠冕。
And this morning, I'd like to share about receiving this crown of life.
关于这个生命的冠冕。
Concerning this crown of life.
雅各他讲到，如果我们在地上忍受试探，是有福的。
James says that it is blessed to have and persevere under trial.
因为他经过试验以后呢，必得着生命的冠冕。
Because after we have been approved, we will receive the crown of life.
这个生命的冠冕就好像呢，一个人呢去跑100米，他跑赢了，他得着一个100米的冠冕啊！这个冠冕是生命的冠冕。
So if you run 100 meters, then if after you finish it, then you will have this crown of the same suit.
那么这一个生命呢，当然不是我们天然肉身的生命。
And of course, this life is not our physical life.
这一个生命的冠冕，这个生命呢，代表的是我们的主在我们的里面。
This life speaks of the Lord Jesus in us.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
每一个蒙恩得救，我们感谢主。今天早晨，我们有弟兄姊妹受浸。
This morning we thank the Lord because we have brothers and sisters who are baptized.
我们知道人能够做外面的受浸的这个礼仪。
Man can go.
做法。
Man can go through the outward ceremony.
但是唯有我们的主，唯有圣灵来把他的生命赐给我们。
Only the Lord comes in the form of the Holy Spirit into our life to give us life.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们为着每一位受浸的弟兄姊妹祷告，愿重生的事实在他们里面确定。
So we need to pray for all of these brothers and sisters so that the reality of born again is substantiated in them.
基督成为每一个信他 的儿女们里面的生命。
That Christ becomes the life of every believer.
他做我们灵里面的生命。
He is the life of our spirit.
他做我们魂里面的生命。
He is also the life of our soul.
他也做我们身体里面的生命。
As well as our physical body.
但是在雅各书里面讲到这生命的冠冕，我个人领会呢，他特别是指着我们魂里面那个生命表现说的。
Personally, I feel that this kind of life speaks to our soulish life.
因为在这一章圣经里面，我们看见在第十八节啊，雅各讲到神按着自己的旨意，用真理的话语生了我们，他把生命给我们。
Here in verse 18, it says that.According to the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth.
他要叫我们呢，在他所造的万物中成为出熟的果子。
So that we can be first fruits among his creatures.
那么在这个长成结出这果子的成熟的果子的过程里面。
And the process of bringing forth these first fruits.
他在第二十一节里面告诉我们。
Verse 21 tells us,
他说呢，我们要存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的话语。
He tells us that in humility receive the word implanted.
这个话语呢，现在栽种在我们每一个人的里面。
Now this word has been implanted in all of us.
这个话语能拯救我们的魂。
And is able to save our souls.
他在这里讲到呢，我们的魂呢，借着神的话语在我们里面，他能够拯救我们。
And these words is able to save us within our souls.
所以我个人感觉呢，在整卷雅各书里面
，Personally, I feel that throughout the whole book of James.
他当然也提到身体的得医治。
Of course, it mentions about the healing of the body.
他也讲到在灵里面的追求。
And the pursuits of the spirit.
但是那个生命的冠冕的表现，最具体的是借着这个我们的魂生命把它表现出来。
And most substantially, the manifestation of this kind of life can be shown forth from our soulish life.
在我们的生命的里面呢，我们不再是照着以往我们自己的天性和我们的性格脾气来做人了。
And as we live, we no longer live according to how we used to be in our personality, our temperaments, and our character.
但是这不是一天我们就改变的。
But it doesn't happen just over one day.
乃是一个过程，我们在信心中跟随主。
But it is a process in which we follow the Lord by faith.
那么直到有一天呢，基督的性情、基督的性格和他的脾气从这一个人身上表现出来。
Until one day the very nature and personality of Christ can be shown forth from us.
那个是达到那个生命成熟，我们可以得生命的冠冕。
And that is to obtain by that time the maturity of that life to have this crown of life.
为着要追求生命的美好。
In order to pursue the beauty of this life.
我们需要在肉身生活的里面呢，信第一要有一些的操练。
We need to have some exercises in our flesh.
第一个操练呢，就是我们的信心需要在主面前运用。
First of all, we must exercise our faith.
所以在第一章里面，是做长老的雅各告诉我们说，我们的信心呢，要经过试验。
So therefore, in the first chapter of James, he is telling us that our faith is to be tested.
好，我们如果信心没有经过试验。
If our faith has not been tested,
好，没有经过各种环境，我们实际的去操练去运用。
And if we have not made use of our faith in different circumstances,
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们从主那里得着了永远的生命，
although we have received eternal life from the Lord,
得着了宝贵的生命，
we have this precious life,
但是这个生命呢，在我们里面却不会长大。
But this life inside of us fails to grow.
所以一开头的时候呢，我们看见雅各就告诉我们说，我们落在百般的试炼的里面。
So right from the beginning, he says that if we're in all kinds of trials.
我要在这里先稍微讲一下，在这里讲到的信心。
The faith that is mentioned here.
我们今天人在地上，或者我们基督徒啊，常常也讲信心。
A lot of times, we Christians, we talk about faith.
我们常常讲呢，我对这件事情我有信心。
We say many times, I have faith about this thing.
我相信这个事情会成全。
I think such and such will happen.
我想呢，雅各在这里讲到的信心还不是这样的信心。
I think this is not what James is referring to.
像我们在教会生活里面有人生病。
Like in church life, some of us may be sick.
有一些弟兄姊妹他们说，我相信主会医治我这个病。
Some brothers and sisters say, I believe that God will heal me of this disease.
我们就觉得他有信心。
And we feel that that person has faith.
但是这不是雅各在这里讲到那种信心的表现。
But this is not the kind of faith that James is referring to over here.
我在这里稍微讲一点我个人的领会。
Let me share with you what my personal understanding is.
他在这里讲到的信心呢，乃是以神做他相信的对象。
The faith that is mentioned here is that our God is the object of what he is believing in.
而不是他自己盼望发生的那件事情做他相信的一个根据。
And not the proof that he is hoping that something will happen.
他以神做他相信的对象。
He is placing God as the object in whom he is believing.
并且以神的话语做他相信的根基。
And that the word of God is the foundation of his faith.
我们知道在伊甸园的里面
In the Garden of Eden
神跟人之间在人没有堕落之前呢，是可以畅通无阻的交通和见面的。
Before man fell, God was able to have unceasing fellowship with man.
我们知道的在圣经里面有一位人物呢，被用作信心的榜样的，就是亚伯拉罕。
We know there's a character whose name is Abraham, giving us example of faith.
我们熟悉圣经人就知道呢，亚伯拉罕哈，他所以有信心，是因为荣耀的神向他显现，他里面就产生了信心。
We know that Abraham had faith because of God's glory appeared to him.
不是因为他对神有某一种的期望，他说我相信你，他就有信心。
It was not because Abraham had kind of an expectation toward God, therefore he says, I believe in you.
在伊甸园里面呢，亚当和夏娃他们本来神就向他们显现，可以自由的交通的。
Originally, Adam and Eve were able to have fellowship with God.
神盼望他们借着这样的看见神与神交通的，能够相信神。
God was hoping that because they could visibly and have open fellowship with God, then they can have a faith in God.
那么神就给他们一句话，让他们试试看他们相不相信神。
And so therefore God gave them something that to challenge them to believe in Him.
神说园中一切结果子的蔬菜，结果子的树木和他们的果子和蔬菜你们都可以吃。
You can eat of all of the trees and fruits of the garden.
唯有园当中那一棵呢，分别善恶树、知识树的果子，你们不要去吃。
But the fruits of the trees of the good and evil, you cannot eat.
你们吃了就必死。
If you eat of it, you will surely die.
就把这句话告诉他们，盼望他们能够相信。
God told them that hoping that they will believe.
盼望他们能够接受。
And that they will accept it.
我们看见呢，第三章撒旦就来试探人。
And we were able to see that by chapter 3, Satan came to tempt them.
所以我们看见了信心啊，今天在每一个接受耶稣基督的人里面都是一个种子。
So faith in every single born again believer is a seed in us.
就是我们听见了福音。
We have heard the gospel.
我们明白了救恩。
We understand the gospel.
当然不是全部的，至少我们悟性上知道它是什么。
Of course, in our head, we know what it is.
我们知道我们所信的不是一个道理，而是一位活的，为我死而复活的耶稣基督。
We know that what we have believed is not just a teaching, but it's a living Jesus Christ who lived and died for us.
我们接受了神把这个信心摆在我们的里面。
We accepted this, and the Lord placed this faith in us.
信心的实际和表现呢，乃是对神和他所说的话的尊重和遵行。
And so the actual manifestation of this faith is that we have this respect and honor toward God's word.
那么在雅各的交通的里面呢，他讲到了这个信心在我们身上去操练去运用的时候，会经过一个过程和有一些的经历。
So therefore, as we exercise this faith, we will go through a process and experience.
我们相信神并且遵守他的话语的时候，我们需要忍耐。
If we believe in God and we do things according to His word, we've got to have patience.
我们要忍耐到有结果。
We have endurance to the very end.
很多时候呢，我们不是不忍耐，但是没有忍耐到底。
Sometimes we do have patience, but then we do not hold on to this patience until the end.
我以前呢喜欢参加。 这个长跑，因为我跑短跑跑不快。
I like to run
long distance
running.
啊，是 long distance 都是5000米或者是10000米的这种跑步。
5000 or 10,000 meters.
我们知道这个就是考验忍耐。
Because this is really a test of your patience.
啊，有时候跑到一半呢，实在累得不得了，就想说算了吧，我用走的好。
And after halfway, you stop running, and then you will want to start walking or maybe go outside.
我们知道那个能够跑完了，那才叫做真正的忍耐。
If you can finish your course, then it is true patience.
今天在信心的试验上面，我们需要忍耐。
Today, in a testing of our faith, we've got to have patience.
让神在我们身上呢，借着我们的相信，做完他的工作。
So that through our faith and our belief, God can complete His work in us.
好叫我们这个信心在主的面前成为完全的。
In order for our faith to be complete before God.
成为完整的。
To be totally perfect.
那么结果哈，雅各告诉我们说，我们就可以毫无缺欠。
So therefore we will lack nothing.
我不晓得在座弟兄姊妹，你觉得你人生有没有缺欠？
I don't know if you feel that you have any lacking in your life.
我有一次听一个弟兄讲到，他说在北美好像每一个家庭都觉得自己家少一个房间。
A brother once said that he feels a lot of the
brothers and sisters
in the States always feel that in their house they have one, they're missing one more bedroom.
要不然就 garage 少一个车位。
No matter how big your house is and you always feel like you're missing one car space in your garage.
我们虽然已经很丰富了，
You're already very abundant.
但仍然感觉有缺陷。
You still feel that you're missing one more.
但是雅各告诉我们说，若是我们肯在信心上接受试验。
And yet James says that if you're willing to accept testings in your faith.
并且我们知道怎样在接受试验的时候学习忍耐。
And as we accept this test, we can learn patience or endurance.
忍耐到底的话。
To the very end.
我们就成为一个毫无缺陷的人。
Then you will be a person lacking in nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我个人领会讲到，我觉得呢，这个人就在神里面是一个富足的人。
Meaning that this person in God is a rich one.
啊，就没有什么，他觉得他缺少什么。
He doesn't feel that he's lacking anything.
我相信在西雅图弟兄姊妹中有很多人达到了这个地步。
I think a lot of the brothers in Seattle already have achieved to this point.
我见到好多弟兄姊妹在主里面信心活泼。他们真是觉得人生中啊，非常的满足。
And I see your faith being very alive and active, and you feel very content in your life.
什么都不缺少。
You lack nothing.
他不一定在外面物质生活上能够跟别人相比。
It doesn't mean that you want to be comparing materialistically, outwardly.
但是他们却过一个非常喜乐满足的生活。
But you live a very happy and contented
life. 因为神是他们的富足。
Because the Lord is their richness.
基督是他们的满足。
Christ is their sufficiency.
基督是他们里面的力量，喜乐的泉源。
And Christ is the source of their strength and joy.
我们知道雅各书的作者是主耶稣肉身的弟弟。
We know that the author of James himself is the brother of Christ.
但是在这一卷书一开头的时候，他没有说我是耶稣基督的弟弟，像犹大那样说。
In the beginning, James did not say that he is a brother of Christ.
他说呢，我是做神和主耶稣基督奴仆的雅各。
He addresses himself to say James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个是在雅各身上一个很大的改变。
This is a tremendous change in the life of James.
在福音书里面，我们看见主耶稣在肉身中的时候。
When Jesus was in the flesh in the Gospels.
主耶稣呢，他在家里一定是很有爱他的几个弟弟妹妹的。
And of course, Jesus loved his brethren, his siblings at home.
那么他开始公开侍奉的时候，他弟弟妹妹们也看见他的作为。
When Jesus went into his public ministries, a lot of his siblings saw how he did.
但是使徒约翰记载的时候说呢，连他的弟兄都不相信他。
And yet, when the apostle John recorded this, he says even his brethren did not believe in him.
有一次呢，祝棚节，犹太人一个节期到了。
One time, one of the festivals came.
他的几个弟弟，我想可能是雅各领头。
And I think probably James was the head of the pack.
就看见主耶稣怎么搞得拖拖拉拉的，还不去耶路撒冷呢。
And he felt that Jesus was like dragging his feet and he wasn't going to Jerusalem.
他们为他着急。
And they felt very impatient for him.
他们就跟他讲说，人要出名了，没有不到耶路撒冷去的。
And they said, people who want to be famous will go to Jerusalem.
你为什么现在还留在这里呢？
Why are you still dragging behind?
那么约翰记载说，他们说这个话呢，是因为他们根本不相信耶稣。
John recorded that says, because he said that, they did not believe in him.
难怪呢，世界上有一句话说，仆人眼中没有伟人。仆人眼中
没有。In the eyes of a servant, there's no famous.
因为他天天生活在一起，觉得很平常了。
Because he thinks that everyday life is very common.
就觉得这个人没什么了不起。
This person is really nothing.
他们不知道他们的哥哥是谁。
They didn't realize whom their brother is.
但是等到雅各写雅各书的时候，他不再这样称了。
But when James wrote the book of James, he did not say this.
他对这位他以前轻看过、误会过的耶稣呢？他现在完全不同的看法。
He realized by this time he has a different perspective of this Christ whom before he despised.
他能够称自己是耶稣，而且主耶稣的奴仆。
He called himself the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我盼望每一个受浸的弟兄姊妹，你从心里面真的对主耶稣服下了。
And I hope that those of us who are brand new Christians, we will submit ourselves before the Lord Jesus.
这个叫做清楚的得救。
This is clearly to be saved.
这个叫做好的得救。
To be saved well and have a good
beginning. 有的人得救马马虎虎的。
Some of us are saved in a very careless way.
我有时候问他，你为什么受浸了？他说，我再不受浸了，那个拉我的人就很没面子了。
And some people became saved because he didn't want to make the person leading him to Christ feel bad.
这样得救啊，也得救了，但是要走好长一段路，我们才能够上路啊。
This person will have to go a long way before he really gets going.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我们看见在雅各的身上呢，里面有过一次基本的改变。
In James, there was a fundamental change in his life.
当主耶稣复活以后呢，主有一次特别向他的弟弟雅各显现。
After Jesus rose from the dead, there was one time he especially revealed himself to his brother.
从那一次显现以后，我们相信呢，雅各对这位曾经他跟他闹意见、对付过他哥哥这个哥哥呢，完全不同的看法。
From that point on, James totally changed his viewpoint toward his brother.
他说，我是做神和主耶稣奴仆的雅各。
He says, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在他的里面呢，耶稣真是他的主了。
In him, Jesus was his Lord.
他开始尊重他。
He started to honor him.
他愿意听他了。
And he's willing to listen to him.
虽然听他的意见的时候，他自己还有看法。
Although listen to his opinion before he has his own personal reserves.
但他学习把自己的看法放下来。
And he learned to put down his own personal views.
在他的里面这个转变呢，就是他曾经借着肉身认过耶稣。
In the past, he knew of Christ in the flesh.
但是呢，现在他却再也不从肉体来看耶稣了。
But now, no longer in the flesh.
他碰见主耶稣的时候，他愿意学习放下自己的理由。
When he met Christ, he's willing to put down his own reasoning.
他碰见主耶稣的时候，他愿意把自己的利益先放下来。
And when he met Christ, he's willing to put down his own gain.
他碰见主的看法的时候，他愿意把自己的眼光修正一下。
When he sees how the Lord sees things, then he puts away what he wants to see.
换一句话说呢，主耶稣在他心里面的身份和地位和他的性质境界，跟他以前的看法完全不同了。
In other words, the very status of position and the realm that he recognizes Christ in him is totally different.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们信心操练的起点。
This is the beginning of our testing of our faith.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
求主在我们的里面做工。
So that he can start to work in us.
让我们能够有这样的态度。
In order for us to have this attitude.
我们感谢神，在人不能啊，在神很能，凡事都能。
We thank God because to man it is impossible, to God everything is possible.
有很多时候我们人呢，感觉在我这不可能了。
Many times we feel that in us it is impossible.
但是主实在怜悯我们，他能做事情。
But the Lord is merciful because he can do it.
当我们开始对主有了这样的改变。
Once we start to have this change toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主就带我们在生活的里面学信心成长的功课。
Then the Lord will bring us to go forward to learn the lessons of faith into maturity.
这个成长呢，乃是神把我们摆在各样的试验的里面。
This growth is from different trials and testings.
好叫我们的信心经过考验。
So that our faith may be proved.
以致能够达到最后呢，生命成熟。
To attain to the final maturity of life.
我们的神是积极的神。
Our God is a very positive God.
他总是把一些环境给我们，在人看可能不一定好的，但是呢，他是带着积极的目的和祝福的意念。
He portions to us all kinds of situations. It may not be good ones, but still our Lord is very positive in wanting to bless us.
所以雅各在这里他讲到神的时候，他说一切美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上面那众光之父那里来的。
That's why James says here that every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的神有时候许可一些环境临到我们，人可能感觉为什么会这样呢？
God allows different situations to come to us and we may question why.
但是我们在信心的操练上，我们要问完这个问题，就立刻转过来说，神啊，你必定有你的美意。
As we exercise this lesson, we will turn around immediately to say afterward, God, your will must be perfect.
你必定有你的祝福。
You must have your blessing.
你许可这件事临到是对的，是好的。
It is right and good for this thing to come to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们在信心操练上，我们的意念、态度、我们的习惯上面需要操练。
We need to learn and practice this in our minds, in our attitudes.
你知道，我们人呢，有时候碰到一些不好的事情。
Sometimes when we have different things occur to us.
我自己小的时候这样，常常这样想。我也听见很多弟兄这边讲，说呢，神啊，处罚我了。
When I was young, and even as I grew older, I hear people say that maybe God is punishing me.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们的神呢，天天板着脸就等着来挑我们毛病，处罚我们。
As if our God is very stern and always very picky over us.
是的，有时候我们真的是得罪主了，主会管教我们。
Yes, sometimes we have wronged the Lord and He is disciplining us.
但是即便是管教呢，神也是带着爱并且带着祝福的意念。
And even so, His discipline will still bring in love and blessings.
他是借着这些环境要叫我们得着他那全备的恩赐。
And through these situations, he wants us to receive
美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐。
This perfect gift.
就是要叫生命在我们里面长大并且成熟。
So that his life can grow inside of us and into full maturity.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们人性呢，因为被罪所玷污了。
But because our human nature has been stained by sin.
我们的思想常常都是负面的。
A lot of times we think very negative thoughts.
把神的美意啊，误会了。
And then we misunderstand His perfect will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种个性呢？
Are you like that?
我的姊妹就常常讲我，她说你怎么这么 negative?
Many times I think that he's very negative.
哎，我现在真是到主面前说，主啊，求你帮助我，让我不要这样。
And many times I go before the Lord and ask Him to help me to change.
我们要相信我们的神爱我们。
We need to believe that our God loves us.
那么为什么有的时候这个试探不这个试炼呢变成一个试探呢？
Why is it sometimes these trials become a temptation?
因为在这一章圣经里面啊，第二节里面讲到的那个百般的试炼。
In verse 2, it says encounter various trials.
跟第十二节忍受试探，那个试探是同一个字。
In the Chinese, it's two different words, but in reality, it's the one word.
有的时候，神是许可我们，或者在爱中呢，他容许我们经过试炼。
In love, He allows us to go through trials.
为着要祝福我们。
In order to bless.
但是我们呢，一领会的时候，这个就变成一个试探。
But once you try to perceive it from your perspective, it becomes a temptation.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为呢。有另外神的仇敌就是撒旦。
Because the enemy of God, which is Satan.
我们知道撒旦呢，借着各种的环境来试探人。
Satan uses different situations to tempt men.
我们知道在伊甸园里面，神把那一句话交给亚当和夏娃来守。
When God gave the command for Adam and Eve to hold on to in the Garden of Eden,
神是在爱中要祝福他们，希望他们去吃生命树的果子。
God wanted to bless them, hoping that they would eat the fruit of the tree of life.
另外一面呢， 神可能借着这一句话呢，试一试他们对神的信心。
But on the other hand, God can use the same command to test the faith.
但是撒旦一来呢，就把这个试验呢变成了试探。
And when Satan came, he distorts that trials into a temptation.
撒旦乃是属黑暗的。
Because Satan belonged to darkness.
撒旦呢乃是虚谎的。
And he's the father of lies.
他乃是说谎之人的父。
He is the father of lies.
他最会欺骗人。
And he knows how to deceive men.
我不晓得在座弟兄姊妹，你有没有被骗过？
Have you been deceived yourself?
我从小到大常常被骗。
I've oftentimes been deceived.
我有时候被自己骗到都不知道。
Sometimes I deceive myself.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，如果你看得出他是骗子，你就不会上当，你就不会被骗了。
If you can see that this is a deception, you won't be fooled.
撒旦呢是非常厉害的。
But Satan is very smart.
他骗你的时候，在你的感觉，听他的话，因为他为你好。
But when he deceives you, you will feel that when you listen to him, this is for your good.
他真的关心你。
He's concerned about you.
他真的体贴你。
And he's very caring over you.
夏娃就是这样受骗。
And that's how Eve was deceived.
这个对夏娃来讲，这就是一个试探。
That to Eve was a temptation.
什么是试探呢？叫他违背神和神的话语。
The temptation leads him to go against God and his words.
如果是试验呢，乃是叫我们更多得着神。
And if this is just a trial for us, we can gain Christ more.
同样一件事情有两面。
There are two sides of the same coin.
正面的就是你可以得着神。
Positively, you can gain God.
负面的就是我们落进了撒旦的诡计的里面。
Negatively, you fall into the scheme of the devil and you will be tempted.
他试探我们的时候，叫我们看自己。
When he tempts us, we look at ourselves.
把我们己的私欲挑动起来。
And it really stirs up our lusts.
当私欲怀胎呢，生出来的时候，就结出罪的果子了。
And as lust is born, it bears the fruit of sin.
这罪就带着污秽，带着邪恶，并且它最终的结局就是属灵的死亡。
And finally, when sin brings in this dirt, it will finally be death.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的死亡那是很可怕的。
Spiritual death is a terrible thing.
我们有的时候摸到那个属灵的死亡了，我们人虽然在聚会里面，我们一点都摸不到主。
When you're in touch with spiritual death, even though you are in the assembly, you cannot touch God.
属灵的死亡叫我们不想祷告。
And the spiritual death will bar you from praying out loud. And that you don't want to meet.
属灵的死亡有时候叫我们呢不想见弟兄姊妹的面，还不要说见神的面。
In spiritual death, a lot of times, one should feel you don't want to see brothers and sisters, let alone God.
这些都是我们需要经过的考验。
These are the testings that we have to go through.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，雅各在这里告诉我们说，我们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
James says, consider it all joy when you are in encounter various trials.
我们可能想啊，只有那些在艰难环境逼迫的环境、反对的环境里面的人，才会有试炼。
Sometimes we think that only people who are in difficult situations, or maybe under persecution, would have trials.
但是，若是我们留意的话，基督徒从我们听福音的时候，我们就开始受这个考验。
But if you really pay attention to it from the point you hear the gospel, you will be under trials.
我不是要吓唬弟兄姊妹。
I'm not trying to scare you away.
我们巴不得每一个今天受浸的弟兄姊妹呢，都欢欢喜喜地走前面的道路。
How we hope that all of us who are even baptized today can really go forward in joy.
但是你信了主以后，一定会落在试炼的里面。
But after you believe, for sure you will fall into trials.
可能快的话，等下聚完会你就落进去了。
Maybe if it's quick enough, you will be in trials after the meeting.
我们要有一个心理准备。
Be mentally and be prepared.
如果这件事情是这样子，叫我受苦的话，是为着主的缘故受苦，我要快乐。
If this thing is giving me a hard time, and if this hard time is for me to gain more of Christ, I should be joyful.
这个叫做用信心。
This is using faith.
如果我们没有这个心理准备，
If you're not this prepared,
我们立刻埋怨，
Immediately you will murmur.
立刻说我可能信错了，
And you will think,
那我们就落进试探的里面。
And then immediately you will think to yourself, maybe I believe wrong, then you fall into temptation.
就是连年轻的孩子都一样。
The same thing for little kids.
我要稍微讲一点，雅各在这里讲百般的试炼。
Here James is saying various trials.
就是各式各样的。
All different kinds.
我讲我们人生 遇见要做决定的时候，那是一个考验。
In our life, when we come to a decision making, that is a trial.
有的时候我们一得救了，主就把我们放在一个环境里面，做一个决定，你要照着主呢，还是照着人的意见？
Sometimes, as soon as we're saved, we're placed in a position to make a decision whether you want to do this according to man or to God.
我在侍奉中碰见有一个弟兄。
In my service, I know of a brother.
他信主，才刚刚受浸，不到一个月。
He was just baptized in a month.
他是学生，那一天放学了，他骑他的机车回他的宿舍。
And after class, he had to ride his motorcycle back to his dorm.
刚好是日落的时候，太阳对着他的眼睛照，他就没有看见前面，结果撞车了。
It was because of sunset. The sun was just right into his eyes, and he was in a motorcycle accident.
结果呢，三部车加上他自己撞在一起。
Three cars, including his, were crashed together.
那么是他的错。
It was really his fault.
那么这真是一个考验了。
That was a great trial.
他那个时候没有买保险。
He had no insurance.
那么撞他的人呢，车子整个毁了。
The person that hit him, the whole car was gone.
他有亲戚在美国，很多年了，就跟他讲说没有关系，你个敷衍敷衍他们。
And so he had relatives in the States, and they tried to tell him to lie to these passengers.
说我会负责任。
And just lie to them and say I'll be responsible.
你还两个月呢，你就转学走开离开了的，你就不，你就再不要告诉他你的 forward address 就可以了。
You're leaving in 2 months because you're done with school. Just don't give them your forwarding address when you leave. Just leave.
哎呀，我们弟兄呢，真是受考验。
So our brother was really tested.
他从小生活啊，对钱就是很在乎，所以他不买车，骑摩托车嘛。
He has always been a very stingy person, so that's why he did not buy a car.
那么主就在这个点上教他信心的功课。
And so at this point, God was trying to teach him the lesson of faith.
那段日子对他来讲真是不容易啊。
It was a very difficult time for him.
感谢主，我们弟兄的那一段日子靠着主的恩典。
We thank God because by His grace,
该赔的赔，该担起来的自己担。
Our brother was able to recompense what he was supposed to.
所以他才信主一年呢，属灵的生命就长了好大一截。
Even after 1 year being a believer, his spiritual life really grew.
我还认识一个姊妹。
I know of another sister.
她刚刚听见福音，心里欢喜就接受主。
She was very joyful when she accepted Christ.
她是陪读到美国来的。
And she was here because accompanying her husband.
她的先生来读 PhD, 她就来了。
Her husband came for the PhD program, so she came along.
她也读了研究生，有一个硕士学位。
She already had a master in China.
所以她到这边来呢，学校她先生就跟她讲，系里面呢有个教授，有个研究生的空缺，你要不要申请？
And so after she came, then she realized that in his major there's a vacancy in the graduate program, so she was asked to apply.
她考了 GRE 这一切，她就去看了。那个教授也很喜欢她，就说你来申请。
Then she took the GRE, and the advisor also liked her, so she started to apply.
当她正要申请的时候，她发现有另外一个中国女孩子也去申请。
And she
她们认识的。
As she was applying, she found out her friend also was applying for the same position.
后来她看了，这个女孩子非常想得这一个，因为她很艰难，她必须要得着这一份奖学金。
And she realizes that her girlfriend who wanted to apply the same thing was in a financial difficulty and she needed this job.
这对这个刚刚信主的基督徒来讲是个很大的熬炼。
So this was a great trial for this brand new Christian sister.
她本来欢欢喜喜说，主啊，是你爱我，为我预备了这个。这一个奖学金的机会。
At first, she was very happy that she had the opportunity to get the scholarship.
而且那个教授因为认识我的先生，已经准备要娶我了，娶我做他的学生了。
And the advisor because
不是收我做他的学生。
And the advisor because
收我做他录取我录取。
And the advisor, because he knew her husband, then he wanted to at that point wanted her to be in the program.But not to marry her.
他一知道这个事情呢，整个喜乐就没有。
When she knew about this conflict, she lost her joy.
他们在主面前真是祷告。
They prayed together.
那里面真是翻腾啊，像海浪一样的翻腾。
And there was she just went up and down emotionally.
一下说没有关系，我再等一年。一下说不行，为什么我要等？
On one hand, she says, oh, it's okay, I'll wait for another year. But on the other hand, she says, no, I don't want to wait.
他们没有力量,
they had no strength.
带到教会里面来,
they came to church.
教会年长弟兄姊妹陪他们祷告,
and the elderly brothers and sisters prayed with them.
最后这个姊妹, 她拣选, 她说, 告诉那个姊妹, 她跟教授说, I withdraw. 好, 我现在不申请。
And so finally, this sister says to the advisor, I will withdraw my application. I will allow this other sister to apply.
让她那个朋友先去。
And allow her friend to apply.
接下来是大喜乐。
And then she had this tremendous joy.
短短的才受浸三个月，她认识了一点主了。
Within 3 short months, she came to know the Lord.
基督在她里面真做她的生命。
Christ in her was ruling her life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们人生遇见决定的时候，是一个考验。
In our decision making in our life, it is a real trial.
你是为自己的利益呢，还是愿意顺服主？
You want to do it according to your own gain, or you want to obey Christ?
有的时候我们碰见一些要选择的事情。
Sometimes when we have to make different choices.
啊，有的时候我们碰见一些的刺激。
Or even things that may provoke us.
有的时候我们碰见一些的引诱。
Or even temptations.
我记得我读大学的时候。
When I was in college.
啊，我们住在学校宿舍。
I was in a dormitory.
年轻人呢，最喜欢交朋友。
Young people love to make friends.
我们那时候宿舍呢，一个房间六个人。
At that time, there were 6 of us in one room.
我们同学讲好，我们这六个人永远不分开。
And all of us buddies said we will never.
吃饭一起吃，上图书馆一起上，哈，打球一起打，玩也一起玩。
So the 6 of us were the best of friends, and we wanted to do everything together, to go play, to eat, to do everything.
但是这六个人中间就我一个是基督徒。
But among the 6, I was the only Christian.
有一天呢，大家他们三五个人开了会，说今天晚上我们要去一个 nightclub.
And so one day, my 5 roommates decided that they would go to the nightclub that night.
他们很好啊，他们想这个人呢大概不会去，所以他们就不通知我。
And so at first they thought this person probably would not want to go, so they didn't tell me.
但是到了晚上，他们还是有，因为我们都好朋友一起吃饭，他们在谈的时候，我就知道了。
And because we were eating together at dinner time, I found out what they were planning to do.
他们就捉瞎我，他说我们讲好了同进同退，你今天晚上跟我们一起去。
And so they said, well, we have already agreed that everything we will do together, so tonight you should come with us.
我们知道年轻人最容易碰到这些事情。
It's so easy for young people to encounter this.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要觉得我们今天要碰见苦难才会有试炼。
So don't assume that only when you are in suffering, then you will have trials.
我们要选择主呢？还是选择友情呢？
But are you going to choose the Lord? Are you going to choose your friendship?
选择主呢？还是要选择我在人面前受欢迎呢？人家都说我是个 good guy, likable guy.
Do you want to choose the Lord, or do you want to choose to be welcomed by others that you are a good guy?
弟兄姊妹，你想你的信心长进，想要得生命的冠冕，我们要学习选择主。
If you want to grow in your faith, you want to have the crown of life, you better choose the Lord.
我们人生再往前走，有的时候会碰见，啊，我们发达了，成功了，赚钱了。
In our lifetime, sometimes you can be very successful, now you're earning a lot of money.
弟兄姊妹，这也是一个试验。
This is another trial.
这也是一个很大的试探。
A tremendous temptation.
所以有人讲啊，当人物质少的时候，他灵性就好一点。
Some people say that materialistically, if we're in lack, we may have a better spiritual condition.
物质多了一点呢，灵性就差了，弱了一点。
But if we have more things materialistically, your spiritual life will be weak. 我们需
要通过这个考验。
We must go through this trial.
巴不得他的儿女都丰富。
How our God,
灵魂身体都丰富。
How our God wants us to be prosperous, spirit, body, and soul.
但是呢，当主给我们一点物质的祝福，
But
我们灵里面就暗淡了。
But if the Lord blesses us in prosperity, then our spiritual sometimes can be weak.
也有人碰见降卑了。
And some people then can be humble.
做生意失败了。
Do you fail in your business?
我就碰过一个弟兄。
I met a brother.
他带了一大笔款子到美国来，这是70年代啊，开了个 supermarket.
In the 70s, he brought a whole bunch of funds over to America, and he opened a supermarket.
到最后，他所有的生意越做越小，到最后剩下自己一个房子而已。
At the end, he lost everything, and he had his house left.
但是我遇见他的时候，他是一个最快乐的人。
But when I met him, he was the happiest guy.
我感谢主，主把这一切都拿去了。
He says, I thank God because God took away everything.
主借着这些让我得着了他。
The Lord used these things in order for him to gain more of Christ.
因为他以前是个拜偶像的人。
In the past, he was a Buddhist.
如果不是他，他 idolatry.
He worshipped idols.
他拜偶像。
He worshipped idols.
生活很痛苦，虽然外面很赚钱。
Although hourly he was earning a lot of money, but he was in pain.
后来呢，主把他这些外面拿掉了，他人健康起来。
Afterward, the Lord stripped away everything else, and he became very healthy and he got saved.
谦卑下来了。
He totally humbled down himself.
所以我们要看。要留意在我们人生中。
So we need to pay attention to what we're going through in our lifetime.
有许多的环境临到我们，是为了叫我们的生命长进，叫我们得生命冠冕。
Many situations will come upon us in order for our life to grow, to gain this crown of life.
若是我们明白了，我们碰到这些事情啊，就以为大喜乐。
If you understand it, when you face them, then you will have great joy.
我要再讲一个弟兄啊，这是一位年长弟兄，他告诉我。他年轻的时候
I heard this from an elderly brother about his life when he was young.
他单身，那个时候还单身，还没结婚，住在公司的单身宿舍里面。
He was a single person living in his company.
两个人一个房间。
Two people to one room.
那时候物质很艰难的，大家哈，每个人生活都自己打理。
Financially, they were very difficult, so they had to take care of each other.
他们上班呢，要穿得整齐，鞋子要擦干净，所以他买了鞋油啊，每天自己刷皮鞋。
And in order to go to the company, he had to buy these shoe polish. He had to polish his shoes every morning before he went to work.
他就发现他买的这个鞋油一个礼拜就用完了。
He realized that the shoe polish was used up in a week.
原来他的这个同房的这个 roommate 呢，每天就用他的鞋子鞋油鞋刷。
And his roommate used his shoe polish every morning.
他气得要命了。
He was so angry.
一发现这件事情，就想下一次他，我就看他什么时候拿，好，我就逮一个正着，好好跟他吵一顿。
And he wanted to find a good time if he can catch his roommate doing it at the same time.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个试验。
That is a trial.
那一天呢，还好他没有快的发脾气。
Thank goodness that day he did not flare his temper up that quickly.
他去聚会了，主就借着聚会提醒他，你要把这件事告诉主。
In a meeting, the Lord reminded him that he needs to pray about this.
当他祷告的时候，主就跟他讲啊，如果啊你不要再让他偷了，如果你帮他刷鞋子啊，他就再不会用你的鞋油了。
And so the Lord reminded him and said, "Don't worry about him stealing your shoe polish. Why don't you polish his shoes for him? Then he won't have to steal yours."
所以那天回去啊，他跟主说：“主啊，求你给我力量。”他回去要刷他自己鞋子，先把他这个 roommate 的鞋子拿出来，给他刷得干干净净。
So when he went home, he asked the Lord to give him the strength. And before he polished his own shoes, he took out his roommate's shoes and polished his.
他 roommate 也不讲话。
His roommate didn't say anything.
过了一个月，有一个主日，他要去聚会。他说：“请你带我去教会好不好
？”And after 1 month, his roommate asked him to take him to church.
弟兄姊妹们，环境中很小的事情，我们都可以得着主。
Very little thing in our environment, we can gain the Lord.
如果我们用肉身的眼光看，我们会轻看他，我们会藐视他，我们会批评他，我们会抱怨，我们会反弹。
If we use our physical perspective to look at things, we will despise, we will murmur, we will turn upside down and toss everything around.
但现在我们再不从肉身来认基督了。
But we no longer recognize Christ in the flesh.
我看见这背后有我主的爱。
We can see the love of God behind this issue.
这就是雅各告诉我们说，若是我们落在百般的试炼里面，我们要以为大喜乐。
That's why James says, consider it all joy when we encounter various trials.
如果神的儿女们都这样生活，教会是非常活泼的。
If all God's children live this way, the church will be very alive.
充满了生命。
Full of life.
弟兄姊妹们，那个赞美感谢啊，是充满了力量的。
The praises and thanksgiving will be full of strength.
弟兄姊妹们，我们接下来要快讲一点。信心的操练和运用。
Now let's talk about the exercise and the application of this faith.
在我们碰见环境的时候
，In times of situations，
真正运用信心的，就是我们在环境里面，我们做对的选择。
In order to make use of our faith, we need to make the right choice.
做对的决定
，The right decision.
我们要有智慧。
We've got to have wisdom.
这就是雅各在这里讲。如果你缺少这个智慧，你可以去祷告。
That's why James says, if you lack wisdom, you can pray.
你可以跟主讲。
Tell him.
跟主讲说，我的判断是这个，但是我的判断呢， 我要先承认不是最智慧的。
And then you can say, God, this is my decision, but I find that my decision may not be the wisest.
人的意见也不一定是最对的。
Other people's opinion may not be the right one.
主，求你给我智慧，拣选你自己。
Lord, give me the wisdom to choose yourself.
求你给我智慧，让我能够安息下来，知道你是对的。
Give me the wisdom so that I can be in rest, in peace, knowing that you are right.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样经过考验过？
Have you been tested in this way?
这个叫我们信心会长大。
This will help your faith to grow.
也不要觉得这是刚蒙恩得救我们才经过这些考验。
Just don't think that only for the new believers you have this test.
我们在肉身中一天还没有主还没有回来，我们还没见主，我们常常时时刻刻会碰到这些。
As long as you're living in your flesh before you see Christ, you will have this kind of a testing.
学习来拣选主。
Learning to choose the Lord.
有一首中文诗歌，本来今天早上我想和大家分享。
This is Chinese hymn I was going to sing this morning.
有人讲这可能是尼托森弟兄写。
Some people say probably Brother Watchman Nee wrote it.
他说啊，我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的世界。
I have chosen the Lord Jesus to be my world.
他说我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的喜乐。
I have chosen Jesus to be my joy.
我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的希望。
And I have chosen Jesus to be my hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个最智慧的人。
This is the wisest person.
我巴不得弟兄姊妹啊能够相信这句话。
How I hope that you can believe this.
你在环境里面会拣选主，那是最有智慧的人。
In your environment, if you can choose the Lord, you're the wisest person.
碰到各种考验的时候，我愿意相信接受主的话，说主你是对的，那是最有智慧的人。
As you face all kinds of trials, you're willing to say, Lord, I want to accept you that these are your words. You're the wisest man.
但是在这样拣选的时候，我们一定会遇见魂里面的不安息。
But as you make a choice like that, you may have unrest in your soul.
我们一下这样想，一下那样想，一下人的意见来，一下这样的感觉，弟兄姊妹，真像翻腾的浪一样。
We'll be tossed about just like the wind and the waves when all of the people have different voices for you.
不要觉得只有少数的人才会经历，每一个人都应该经历，都会经历。
Every single one will go through this.
我们的信心才会长大，才会逐渐的稳定和老练。
So that our faith will be able to grow and be more mature.
第二个，当我们主如果教导我们做智慧的判断和选择。
When the Lord teaches us how to have a wise decision.
我们要有对的行动的反应。
Then we should have the right reaction in our behaviors.
那就是要忍耐。
Patience.
这个忍耐啊，真是只有基督才会忍耐，只有我们的神才会忍耐。
Only our God, only Christ can have this endurance.
有的人呢，觉得自己蛮有忍耐的。
A lot of us may feel that you have a lot of patience.
但是你还没碰到环境。
But then situations have not come to you.
我要请我姊妹容许我讲用它。
I know he will say this.
他告诉我啊，他没有跟我结婚以前是个很温柔的人。
Before I was married, I was very gentle.
其实结了婚更温柔，因为他要忍耐，这个很难办的。
I have to have a lot of patience toward this guy.
他有一次跟我讲。
One time I said to him.
我结了婚以后，我才发现我脾气啊，怎么不好起来了。
I realized after I got married, I had very bad temper.
因为这个人呢，常常惹他生气。
Because he can really stir me up.
弟兄姊妹们。我们今天在个人生活里面会碰见。
In our personal lives, we have this.
在你的工作环境会碰见。
Your workplace.
在教会的侍奉里面会碰见。
Services at church.
我过去十多年。
In my 10 or more years in my service.
主把我摆在一个环境里面，每一次我到主面前屈膝，我跟主说：“主啊，不行啊。”
Every time I come before the Lord, I say, "Lord, I give up."
我快要受不了了。
I can't stand this anymore.
主就说你要忍耐。
And the Lord says you have to have patience.
相信我。
Believe in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们只能跟主说，主啊，除非你做我的忍耐。
And then we will have to say, Lord, unless you become my patience.
我快要爆炸。
I'm about to explode.
我要出去反应。
I have to go out and react.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们信心上面的长进的过程。
This is the process by which our faith can grow.
所以雅各告诉我们说，你要忍耐呢。要达到目的，到了终点。
You need to have endurance to the very end.
他说，不仅到了终点，而且要 whole, 要 complete, 要完全。
It has to be totally complete.
这样子我们就能在神里面成为一个富足的人。
So that you can be a rich person before God.
弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕在主里面做一个富足的人？
Are you envious after this that you can be a rich person in God?
今生我们一无缺欠。
Not only in this life you will lack nothing.
将来我们见主面的时候，那多喜乐啊！
But one day when you see the Lord, you'll be so joyful.
好，接下来我们再讲。
Let's go on.
好，那么雅各告诉我们说，在信心的操练的里面
，in our exercise of faith,
我们要有意的逃避试探。
We need to conscientiously flee away from temptation.
所以在第十九节里面他说，亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的。
He says in verse 19, This you know, my beloved brethren.
你们要个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
But let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
弟兄姊妹，最容易受试探的就是我们的口舌，我们的血气。
Our tongueOur flesh is the easiest to be tempted.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要逃避。
We need to flee.
好，所以慢慢的说话。
We need to speak slowly.
好，我们看见有的时候有人在谈话，我们一听到就要插进去。
Sometimes when there's a discussion, we want to immediately interrupt.
我们看电视也是，有时候有一个 panel discussion, 一个人还没讲完，另外一个人就声音更大，就把他压过去。
Sometimes you watch a show where there's a panel discussion before one speaker finishes, the other one wanted to go on.
为什么？因为他受刺激了。
Because that person was provoked.
他觉得他的意见更好。
He thinks he has a better opinion.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是信心的一些的考验和操练。
These are the testings or the exercise of faith.
我在说，这个关乎我们生命。
Again, this concerns our life.
啊，不仅要逃避这些。
Not only are we to run away from them, we have to take them out.
要脱去。
We have to,
一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶。
We need to put aside all filthiness.
然后我们要存温柔的心，接受那已经种在我们里面的话语。
In humility, receives the word implanted inside.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神的话语和神的跟前，要操练一个柔软的态度。
Before God and His Word, we need to have a soft attitude.
我要稍微讲一点点。
Let me explain.
可能初信的弟兄姊妹，你读圣经啊。
Maybe when you read the scriptures, you are new believers.
有的时候读到不明白。
There are some parts you may not understand.
或者我们理性通不过。
Or that you cannot understand this reasonably.
我们有时候就会 reason.
So you start to reason.
我们就讲理由。
You start to reason.
我自己年轻的时候就有这种感觉。
I had this problem when I was young.
我常常觉得读圣经的时候，好像我里面在跟主的话吵架。
Many times I find that I was arguing against God's words.
主啊，不是这样的。
As the Lord, this cannot be so.
我的这个认识是这样的。
I think it should be this way.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习啊，跟主说，主，我不明白，但是我接受。
We need to learn to say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I accept it.
有许多很有名的科学家。
The very famous scientists, when they honor the Lord,
啊，他们读得懂圣经的。
When they understand the scripture,
他们才发现科学上人类到了近代才发现的那些物理的定律，早就在圣经里面告诉我们。
A lot of things that were found out in science is already told to us way before in scripture.
这些还是客观的。
These are all very objective things.
但是我们得生命的时候，主把他生命的话语种在我们的心里面。
And after we receive His life, the word of life now has been implanted into our
hearts. 那就是我们的主自己。
That is the Lord Himself.
他在我们里面，就是圣灵自己。
In us is the Holy Spirit Himself.
当我们碰见事情来，我们祷告的时候，他会叫我们想起主所说过的话。
When things come, when we pray, the Holy Spirit will help us to remember His words.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候我们要存温柔的态度跟主说：“主，给我顺服的灵。”
And so, in a very meek attitude, we have to say, "Lord, give me an obedient spirit."
让我相信顺服你。
Allow me to believe and obey you.
这样我们的生命才会长。
In this way, your life can grow.
我没有时间再多讲例子。
I don't have time to give you more examples.
有很多一受浸完的弟兄姊妹啊，他们碰见事情来的时候就。常常会有哈，在聚会里面听见主的话，或者他读过圣经的话，会在里面浮现出来。
Many new believers, you can hear God's words when you read the words or when you hear in the meeting.
我们要用温柔的说，主啊，如果是你，我顺服。
In a very meek attitude, we should say, Lord, if this is you, we want to listen.
从一得救，我们就有一个柔软的态度。
We want to have this soft
attitude.
A very humble one.
不要在主的话语面前讲理由。
Do not ever reason against his words.
那个是伤主的心的。
This can really hurt the Lord.
然后我们再讲一点。
Now let's go on.
啊，我们要照着神的话去行。
We need to do according to the word.
啊，他说这个照着神的话语哈，他说我们要详细查看这个全备使人自由的律法。
That we are to one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abide by it.
要认识主的话语，我们要细致，要留意。
We need to be very detailed and pay close attention to his words.
很多时候我们刚开头的时候，就好像人吃饭，我看有些人吃饭呢，这是用吸进去的，不是咬碎的。
I see some of the people eating like as if they're inhaling it and not chewing it.
我真是很佩服，我自己也发现也有这个问题。
Sometimes I have that problem myself.
主的话语在我们里面呢，我们要去揣摩。
We need to really search after his
words. 要留意的去摸。
To really touch it and in detail.
当我们明白我们摸到的时候，我们要恒心坚定的去住在他的话，住在这个话语。
After you're in touch of God's words, you must be very diligent in abiding inside His words.
啊，这个英文呢叫做 abide.
The English says abide.
今天我们讲一个人守法哈，叫做 abide the law.
And the people nowadays we call these who listen to the law are law-abiding citizens.
我想这就是哈，这个雅各在这里说的。
This is what James is saying here.
然后拿到我们实际生活在细小的事情上，哪些点上面最直接的操练呢？
In what areas are we able to do this in a practical everyday living?
第一个，在我们舌头上，不要夸自己。
First is your tongue. Don't boast yourself.
他说你不要觉得自己已经蛮不错了，自以为虔诚，不要夸这个。
Don't think that you're pretty good. Don't boast yourself.
要勒住舌头。
You need to bridle your tongue.
在口舌上面学信心，跟随主的功课。
In your tongue, learn to follow the Lord and use faith.
有的时候我看有一些弟兄姊妹有这个学习。
Some brothers and sisters learn this well.
他随着自己的意思说了话，立刻就来道歉。
He will speak things according to his own personal wishes, and immediately he will come around and apologize.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们越在生命上跟随主，里面的感觉就会越明亮，越细致。
The more you want to follow the Lord in the Lord in light, the more detailed you will be.
第二个，我们要操练我们的爱心。
And finally, learn to exercise our love.
我们的同情。
Our sympathy.
然后呢，我们保守自己不沾染世俗。
And help us to be undefiled from the world.
我想我今天早晨呢，就简单的和弟兄姊妹交通一点点。
So this morning, I want to just briefly share with you the book of First
James. 但愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His words.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And all of us here.
特别祝福呢，今天受浸的新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
Especially the new believers today who were just saved and baptized.
一开头在主生命的路上，我们信心就得着好的建立。
From the start, we will have a good foundation in our faith life.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
你拯救了我们。
And you saved us.
不仅借着你的血洗净了我们一切的污秽和不义。
Not only your blood has cleansed away all of our filthiness and unrighteousness.
并且借着你的血带我们进到至圣所。
And by your blood we can enter into the holy of holies.
我们尝到爱我们父神他的同在。
And we can taste the presence of our God the Father.
我们实在成了神的儿女。
We have truly become God's children.
我们实在成为神家中的人。
And members of God's household.
成为与圣徒同国的人。
And we are the citizens of the kingdom of God.
亲爱的主啊，你还在我们身上做工。
Lord, you're still working in us.
量给我们各样的环境。
And you have measured to us different environments.
并且在我们的里面做我们的引导，做我们的教师。
Lord, in us, you are our guide and our teacher.
好叫我们的信心在你面前能够成长。
So that our faith can grow.
好叫我们经过各样的试验。
Lord, as we go through different trials,
让我们的生命能够达到美好。
Help our life to become perfect.
主啊，愿你的旨意成全。
May your will be done, Lord.
愿你的祝福显在教会中。
And your blessings be shown forth in the church.
显在你儿女们的身上。
And among the lives of brothers and sisters.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.